Yo.
Man.
Juicy Drake.
Uh-huh. Man.
Yeah.
Start to say crap and they ain't say nothing. A hundred other knights can't tell him nothing.
A king in the trap, king in the trap.
A king in the trap, king in the trap. All right, guys, we're back with Keeping Up with the Lear with our third episode of our series, Lear in the Trap.
Woo!
So, we're here with
Dante,
Marco,
Jose,
Gabe,
and I'm DJ. Dante, you want to kick us off?
All right, first things first, I got to be honest with y'all. I feel bad for my boy Lear. He is suffering out there in the storm.
But homie wants it. He wants that smoke.
He does, though. He does want that smoke, Gabriel. Tell us why, Gabriel.
He wants that smoke because he can be sheltered within, like, all these houses getting be able to be put into that they're offering him. And he's denying to them. He's not accepting their offers.
Hey, but, like, isn't that a good thing, though? Like, hey, this guy's in a storm. And Gloucester's out here really offering his house. So what do you think about it? What do you think? Who wants to say something about it? Who wants to say something? Do y'all want to say something?
Well, the reason he rejected Gloucester's offer was because her and also Reagan wanted Lear to stay at their houses under the condition that he didn't have his knights available.
Right.
And as gullible as Lear is, he was not ready to give up his protection.
Yeah, 100%. Lear doesn't want to give in. Jose, anything you want to add, man?
Well, yeah, on another note, I thought it was pretty messed up how Cornwall decided to gouge Gloucester's eyes out just because Gloucester allowed Lear to go free and he helped him out, even
disgusting.
Though he was kind of forbidden from doing so.
That was actually pretty damn
weird. It was a very disgusting
yeah.
scene.
Now that was shady.
I honestly couldn't read it. I thought it was so nasty.
I didn't read it.
Just kidding.
It's a joke, Mrs.
Alright, can you believe that? The servant that I was trying to save, Gloucester, was killed in doing so. Like,
I don't think he deserved it, man. 100%.
Yeah. I think he did. No, I'm just kidding. Servants don't deserve anything bad, because all they do is, their purpose is to serve, like, people, and he just died.
Well,
like,
in that scene, he took his sword out, and he tried fighting Cornwall, and while he wasn't looking, Lear's daughter stabbed him in the back.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
And in the process, the servant ended up hurting Cornwall. So he was kind of bleeding out, and that's where he walks off to at the end of the scene.
What kind of person does it, though? Like this is your
bad
own father.
People, Dante,
this is your
bad
own
people.
Father, and you're actually going to stab him in the back. That's some next level stuff.
Yeah, super
I would
shady.
Do it.
Yeah.
You would do it? Why? Why would you do it?
It was a joke.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, and now we're also going to bring up the rat in the group. Does anyone want to talk about that?
You dirty rat. You dirty rat.
So, yeah, actually, so Edmund actually betrayed Gloucester. And when he found out, he was really, like, hurt. Like, I mean, exactly what's been happening to Lear, like, getting betrayed by your own children. So Gloucester finds out that Edmund is actually the one who gave Lear and the crew away. So
mm-hmm.
any opinions on that?
It's real interesting how Shakespeare added that bit of parallelism between Gloucester and his children's character, like DJ just said,
mm-hmm.
and Lear and his daughters with that betrayal. So, Gabe, anything?
Well, Edgar is with Lear at this point, so. And then we have Kent also in disguise, and the fool in disguise as poor Tom. And how did poor Tom become a character again?
Because he's
hiding
a
from
fool him. In disguise.
So he actually, get all the dirt and the mud and just... He's like, hey, I'm a peasant. So.
That was pretty gross, whatever.
Honestly, the thing is, like...
I would do it.
I mean, today we would, like, obviously we'd be like, bro, like, come on. But I feel like in the time period, like, people are probably, like, more gullible and believable. So,
mm-hmm.
like, seeing
so,
somebody, like, throw dirt on mud on themselves, like, oh, who are you? Like, I haven't seen you before.
It probably
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have been as a big deal or as
mm-hmm.
surprising, I'd say.
Back then?
Back then, yes.
So you think people would just do that? But then, like, if he's in, like, in disguise as poor Tom, like, wouldn't they recognize him?
I mean, maybe his voice. But I guess in this
well,
time
he
period...
He is changing his voice, and then he has, like, a completely... He has, like, rags on compared to what he was wearing before.
And I guess in this time period, like, people were, just as you said, they were more gullible.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't, like, use logic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's just, this is so just a work of fiction. Sense.
Well, maybe not as much logic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Also, like, I feel like, so if they're part of, like, the king's, like, court, I guess, they would be, like, not rich, but, like, the king would, like, provide for them, obviously, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's, like, what sane person would just, like, throw mud on their body and wear rags?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he does that to hide from his father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well.
So, we are also introduced to the scene where there's sort of, like, this trial going on yes. for Goneril and Regan, mm-hmm. and, so Edgar, Ken, and the Fool, they're all kind of, like, presiding over this trial, and then, like, as we're going to this trial, we finally realize that all of this is just going on in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, he, like, at this point, it's just like, what?
Lear's hallucinating.
He's hallucinating.
A bit crazy, 100%.
Yeah, Lear is completely mad.
Yeah, and all of this, like, the storm is going crazy, and it's, like, it's getting really, like, chaotic, which is, like, ironic, and it serves as a symbol as, like, the people also in the storm, because, like, we see
the chaos.
Yes. Yeah, like, the chaos and the craziness going through Lear's mind while he's in this yes. storm, and the mm-hmm. storm's kind of, like, going crazy and chaotic, and it's just, like, it's kind of, like, the whole symbol.
So, yeah, so, like, the characters yeah. in this play resemble what the
storm is
yeah.
doing. Okay. Yeah.
The
yeah.
storm is probably like how
the internal turmoil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And at some point, Edgar, disguised as poor Tom in the cave or the house, is saying some really odd things, and somehow Lear feels that he is a philosopher of sort. So anything on that?
Yeah, so we know that Edgar is disguised as poor Tom, and so he's poor Tom. And so he's eagerly trying to get out of the storm and, like, find cover. And so he's acting completely, like, batty, just trying to avoid to being, like, recognized. And, like, even his own father is unable to recognize him. He's just like, bro, like, homeless guy, get out, like, you're crazy, and kicks him out. And so then later on in the act, we also see how, like, we're starting to see throughout all the things we were talking about earlier in our podcast how Lear is just going insane and crazy and all this stuff. And Edgar actually feels bad and kind of wants to, like, give up, like, his, like, whole cover because he wants to cry to see, like, how he describes, like, such a great man reduced to, like, this babbling, like, craziness and, like, insane. And, like, so it shows, like, that he did have respect for Lear. And for him, it was obviously hard for him to see Lear, like, sure. the way he is right now.
I agree.
And kind of going back, I kind of skipped over this because I wanted to talk about this afterwards because it's a pretty big topic. So after everybody's calmed down and gets already ready to sleep for the night and Kent is keeping watch, Gloucester, before he went and got captured by Cornwall and got his eyes gouged out, he had gone back to his hubble to talk to Lear. But since he was asleep, he didn't want to freak him out with his news. So he goes and he tells Kent, who answered the door, that he learned of a plot to kill Lear. So he told Kent to get somebody else to pick Lear up and not really tell him the news, but just to get him to go to Cordelia in France in Dover.
Oh, you know what that means. It's
Yeah. All right, first things first, let's talk about how Lear is being bullied by all of his friends and his kids, and this is actually causing him to doubt everything that he knows.
Emotionally bullied.
No!
Emotionally I feel that.
Emotionally abused?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
I really
I would
feel
say
that.
Yes.
So, I think depression is the best thing in the world.
Oh. On that note, do you feel that Lear is increasingly becoming sensitive towards all the people in his life, even
yes.
though
yes, yes, yes.
he's being emotionally abused by them?
People
yeah.
do have a tendency to become nicer to anyone when they realize
that they probably did something
yeah.
wrong.
And
or
I
Lear
feel like,
probably thinks that he did something wrong.
Exactly. I feel like, obviously, he's not as gullible as he was at the beginning when we first started our podcasts, but he definitely is, like, becoming more aware of, like, all the situations going on around him. So that's why he's starting to, like, reflect back and be like, okay, maybe I did something,
yeah.
you know? And maybe that's
maybe
what
I'm the reason
be.
Why they're acting this way towards me. Maybe why this is why my kingdom ain't the way it used to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it's time for our last minute roundup.
Woo! Somebody start it off.
All right. Yeah. So we talked about how the beginning of this act, Lear is just completely suffering out in the storm, and we're introduced to like how the storm is completely symbolic for like all the chaos and the craziness going on with Lear in his head.
Lear is not having a very good time right now. 100%.
Oh, that's crazy, for sure.
Crazy madman, yeah.
And you know, there was just a lot of major events that happened in this act. I honestly think it was the most exciting act
in Shakespeare's play.
So
this scene serves as like an eye opener for
things are getting very, very heated right now.
Yeah. So wanna thank y'all for tuning in to our podcast of this episode, Lear in the Trap. So we hope for you to join us next week on our final podcast.
Woo! Yeah. So, final. What? It's finally ending. Why?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.